Welcome to the Animal Health Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, executive search consultant and veterinary recruiter Stacy Purcell, founder and CEO of The Vet Recruiter, provides insight and practical advice for both companies and job seekers in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. The Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary employers hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. In today's podcast, we'll be talking about how hiring correctly in this current market is a lot like real estate. Stacy, thank you for joining us.
Hello, Samantha. I'm glad to be here again today.
Stacy, this is an interesting correlation that we're drawing for today's podcast. Have you always drawn this correlation during your career as a veterinary career recruiter and executive search consultant?
Yes, I have, actually, and I've explained this to quite a few people through the years, both candidates and hiring managers. In fact, this conversation came up just recently with a client of mine. That's because the hiring manager asked me how easy it is to find someone for their open position.
And you mean how easy it is to find a qualified candidate in today's job market?
Yes, that's right. And I used the real estate analogy to answer their question. I told him that finding top-notch candidates is a lot like real estate. Let's say that you have a house for sale. Someone trying to sell their house might ask a question similar to what this hiring manager asked. They might ask, "How easy is it to find a buyer for my house?" Ultimately, the answer to that question depends upon a number of different factors.
And what factors are those?
Those factors include how attractive the house is, whether or not it's a modern design, whether or not it's been updated recently, or is it in need of repairs, how is it priced, etc. Since there are a number of different factors involved, the answer to that question is not a simple one. It's complex, and because of that, it requires a lot of time and energy and effort to make it happen, to be able to sell your house to someone who is interested in buying it.
So in the case of hiring qualified candidates in this market, that answer is also not a simple one. Is that the case?
Yes, exactly. That is the case. The answer is complex. And once again, it's complex because it depends upon a number of different factors.
And those factors are similar to the ones we just discussed regarding selling a house.
Yes, they sure are. The first question you would ask is, how attractive is the business? For example, if it's a veterinary hospital that's hiring, is the veterinary hospital modern and updated, or is it in need of improvements? Does your veterinary hospital have modern technology and current equipment? What about salary and benefits? Are those competitive?
Okay, I see what you mean. So asking how easy is it to find someone is not an easy question to answer.
And those are just the questions for attracting top candidates in this job market. Once you've attracted them and have started engaging them, there are other factors involved as well.
Okay, so what are those factors?
If you're an employer or a hiring manager, what is your response time? For example, if the vet recruiter presents a candidate to an employer and we don't hear back from that employer for 10 days, then there's a good chance that that candidate has gone somewhere else. In contrast to that, if we present a candidate and the employer responds the same day, then the employer has a much better chance of successfully engaging the candidate.
So response time in hiring is just as important as response time in real estate.
Yes, that's right. If you're selling a house and someone reaches out to you about it, but you don't respond to them for 10 days, then you can be fairly certain that they've probably moved on to look at other houses. You have to respond quickly in real estate, and you have to respond quickly in the employment marketplace. Another factor is flexibility.
How is that a factor?
Well, hiring, just like real estate, involves a series of conversations. What happens during those conversations dictates what happens with the house when it comes to real estate, or in our case, this open position that the employer is trying to fill. The rule of thumb is the sooner you can have those conversations, the better. There's a saying that goes, "Time kills all deals." That saying is relevant in both real estate and in hiring, as well as in other areas of business. The longer that you wait, the less likely that a deal is going to occur. The longer that you wait to engage people and have conversations, the less likely you'll be able to sell your house. The longer that you wait to engage candidates and have conversations with them during the hiring process, the less likely you'll be able to hire that person that you want to hire.
Stacy, can you give some examples?
I certainly can, Samantha. For example, if we present a candidate to an employer and that employer responds the same day and can work around the candidate's schedule to set up an interview right away, then that employer is in a much better position. We actually had a client that reworked their interview process so that they could be more responsive and more flexible. When we present a candidate to the hiring manager at that client, they respond the same day. And if they like the candidate, they agree to schedule an interview with a candidate the very next day as soon as the candidate is available. The change that that client made recently is that they will make a decision the same day that they interview a candidate, and they will make an offer to that candidate right away if an offer is warranted.
So this employer could go from seeing the candidate's resume on one day to making an offer of employment to that candidate the very next day if they're able to schedule the interview and the interview goes well. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. But that's how quickly you have to move, both in real estate and in the employment marketplace. If you don't move quickly, you lose out. The housing market has been hot recently, and I'm going to use the real estate analogy again, but in a slightly different way. This time, the house represents a top candidate. Since the housing market has been hot, owners are many times receiving multiple offers from interested buyers. In some cases, an interested buyer makes an offer on a house too little too late. The house has already sold, and it wasn't even on the market that long. When you have a hot market, time is of the essence.
Sounds like a case of you snooze, you lose, right?
Yes, it's absolutely a case of you snooze, you lose. And the same goes for the employment marketplace. The job market is hot right now for candidates. There are numerous job opportunities or a lot of interested buyers, to once again use the real estate analogy. Like a homeowner selling their house, a top candidate can receive multiple job offers. And like a great house, that candidate may not be on the market for very long. If a hiring manager drags their feet or takes too long to make a decision or take action, they could find out that another organization has snatched up that candidate. Just like a prospective homebuyer can discover that the house that they were going to make an offer on has already been sold.
So that's why your client changed its process.
That's exactly why this particular client changed their process. And I'm pleased to say that that client is enjoying more hiring success as a result. And there is yet another way that hiring in today's market is like a real estate transaction. In this way, directly involves a recruiter or a search consultant.
In what way is that?
Working with a search consultant is like working with a real estate agent from both the perspective of the employer and the candidate. In this analogy, the employer is the house buyer and the candidate is the house seller. I know that in the majority of home sales, there are two real estate agents, one for the buyer and one for the seller. In a hiring situation involving an animal health recruiter or veterinary recruiter, there is just one. However, for our purposes, the analogy is the same. When you're trying to sell a house and you're working with a realtor, do you communicate with the people interested in buying the house? No, you do not. You communicate with your realtor. And when you're trying to buy a house and you're working with the realtor, do you communicate directly with the homeowner? No, you do not. You communicate directly with your realtor. The realtors in a home buying situation have discussions with all parties involved and with each other in an attempt to bring about a win-win situation for everyone. It is the same with recruiters. A search consultant has discussions with all of the parties involved, mainly the hiring manager and the candidate, to help bring about a win-win situation for everyone.
So if hiring managers, like the one at your client, and the candidates viewed hiring and working with a recruiter more like a real estate transaction, they would understand it more and quite possibly have more success achieving their goals.
Yes, I believe that that's the case. I think that the real estate analogy is one that works very well, especially considering how the employment marketplace parallels the current housing market.
Well, Stacy, thank you for joining us again today and for sharing all of this great information with our listeners.
Thank you, Samantha. I look forward to our next podcast.